I'm Tom Keegan, he's Matt Tate, and we are the Spodcasters. Today we have a special guest with us to talk some KU basketball recruiting, Shay Wildeboer of Rivals.com. And before we bring Shay on, Matt Tate, why don't you tell us a little bit about who drove us here, who drove this show?
I will do that, Tom Keegan.
And ready? Tell us who the Spodcasters is brought to us by.
Today's episode is brought to you by Briggs Auto of Lawrence and BriggsAuto.com. If you're looking for a new vehicle in Douglas County, log on to BriggsAuto.com and start your search there. BriggsAuto.com has all kinds of deals on cars, service, and parts for any vehicle you need, or maybe a future vehicle. So check out Briggs Auto of Lawrence and BriggsAuto.com for all your new or used car needs.
And Gary Bedore, by the way, is nearby, and we're going to have him help us out and sit out. But Shay Wildeboer, thanks for joining us. You're haven't had you on in a while on the Spodcasters. And tell us, Shay, I'm going to throw out a name of a recruit, and you tell us KU's chances of getting them, and if they don't get them, who might get them, or will they go play in Europe, or will they not be part of this class?
LeBron James, go.
NBA.
Okay, you got that one right. One for one.
Thon Maker.
Wow.
What's the case? Where does he sit right now?
Another kid that's jumped from school to school.
Yeah.
We've seen it in the past. A lot of concerns of whether or not he's going to make it through the clearinghouse.
Sure.
He's visited Kansas unofficially this summer with his brother. He's seen Kentucky and seen some other schools. Those are the leaders right now. I'll say if he goes to college, if he reclassifies this year and goes to college, I think KU's as good a spot as any in terms of their ability to get him. I know they've been on him a long time, been on him from the beginning. When he was here, he talked with self during his visit. They laid out a plan for him. You know, right now, until he starts setting some official visits and, you know, I know more about where he is academically, I can see Europe being an option. I think it's either going to be he reclassifies and plays in college, or if that doesn't work, I don't see him staying at his school now another year. I see him going overseas.
Malik Newman.
Do I have to say?
No, say whatever you're comfortable saying.
No, I think they've got a great shot at Malik. I know that Jarence Howard has worked him probably as hard as anybody. The thing is now is you're reaching a point now where unless he just automatically shows up for Texas or West Virginia, he's not going to get a true sense of what Kansas basketball is all about. He was supposed to visit for the K-State game. That didn't happen. There's been talk of Texas. Nothing's signed up yet or nothing's been scheduled yet. So until he sets a visit, I can say they're in good shape. But until you can get a kid and a family on campus, it's really hard to get a sense of where that school stands. Talking to Malik and his dad, they love Kansas. They love Coach Howard. They love Coach Self. They're going to visit. You know, Kentucky's a draw. Staying close to home with his dad's a draw. 1 year NBA. So I think if he decides to leave the state, that Kansas, again, got Kansas, Kentucky are probably about as good as any schools for him in terms of the level of commitment they put into him and his interest.
And, you know, a lot of times you hear recruits say, I want to go to the same school as XYZ. You've heard some of that with Malik Newman. Are you buying it? And who is the XYZ?
You know, Malik Newman and, you know, there's Jaylen Brown have been talking together. I don't buy it. At the end of the day, I think those two guys or any package deal are going to do what they feel is best for them. For a lot of these guys, it's no longer a decision about what maybe school is the best fit. I see it as a business decision. Malik Newman is going to make a lot of money a year from now. So is Jaylen Brown. So is Steven Zimmerman. You know, Cheick Diallo, Ivan Rabb. So I think these guys now you have to put friendships aside. Because if you're going to go to a school where you're not going to flourish, where you're not going to feel comfortable, where you're not going to be able to, you know, play your style of basketball, it's just not going to work. So I don't buy the package deals. First it was Malik Newman and Diamond Stone. Now that's no longer going on. So I think each of these guys remaining, at least the guys that are looking at Kansas, will go their separate ways. Now, I know Carlton Bragg has talked to Jaylen Brown and a few of those guys, but I just, at the end of the day, I just don't think it works out the way that maybe they originally think it will.
I'm with you. Well, and even if it doesn't, in that situation with Bragg, he's already committed. He's already here. So it's not a package deal. It would just be another guy joining him.
That's
which
right.
Is different than three guys deciding, hey, we're going to say it at the same time and all that stuff.
And the best thing about Bragg now is that he's committed to Kansas. and he becomes lead recruiter.
Right.
He can call those guys every day as many times as he wants. He'll see him at the McDonald's game. You know, he's already close with Jaylen Brown. He knows Malik Newman. He's close with Zimmerman. They'll be on the team together in the McDonald's All-American game. Jordan Brand when that's announced. So I think he's a huge asset now. If he can get in the ear of a guy like Steven Zimmerman, if you ask me the remaining bigs, they need Steven Zimmerman at Kansas.
What?
Seven-footer, block shots. The other guys are, they're all good players, high-level players, five-star players. He's the only seven-footer. I mean, Chick Diallo, again, is a 6'8". Doesn't have the weight that Cliff Alexander has, but again, you're talking about the same size. If you had Miles Turner to this team, think about how different it looks.
Sure, sure.
A guy that can protect the rim, a guy that can block shots. So I think if you want to get the best out of this recruiting class, you get a Carlton Bragg, throw in a Steven Zimmerman, and then if you can get either a Jaylen Brown or a Malik Newman, you've got an all-star cast. 3 5-star players, 3 of the top, 10 ranked players in the class.
The class is pretty good overall. I mean, where does it rank over what you've seen the last, say, 5 years?
It's top-heavy. Ben Simmons,
yeah.
LSU. I mean, he might be... If you look at this class, the next class, and maybe the class before, he might be the top dog of them all.
Okay.
I mean, he's really good. LSU, Jaylen Brown's a future pro.
Yeah.
Malik Newman's a pro. Scal Labissiere, who's committed to Kentucky, who might not ever play there, he's a future pro. And you look at even a guy like Tyler Dorsey, who was ranked 17th, I think we have, Rivals. I think he's averaging 45 a game.
Not bad.
And his school really left Kansas. Came for his visit. There was some talk that he might commit early. And the way I understand it, they didn't back off, but you say, hey, let's wait for some of these other guys. So that kind of tells you how deep this class is.
Yeah.
When you have a 5-star kid, a kid that's absolutely destroying the state of California right now, and you decide to wait maybe for a Malik Newman or Jaylen Brown. So I think that speaks volumes to this class.
Shea Wildebor of Rivals.com is our guest. Gary Bedore, do you think Bill Self is recruiting with the assumption that he loses 2 players, let's say?
At least 2, but he doesn't really care. I mean, he'll sign as many as he can, and it usually works itself out. So
it always does work itself out. It's amazing.
They could lose several players still. So,
and I definitely think he'll bring in 2 more, regardless. And if there's a chance to bring in a third, I can see him doing that. I mean, he's got 1 big, and he absolutely needs another, no question about it. But how do you say no to a Jaylen Brown or a Malik Newman? How do you say, hey, coach, I want to come with Malik, or I want to come with Jaylen, or I want to be a part of Bragg.
Find a way to make it work.
Yeah.
Or I want to come with the Christian Garrity this year.
There you go. And the great thing about Bill is that he's consistent in everything he does. He always finds a way to make it happen. And that's and I always try to tell the fans, don't worry about where the scholarship's going to come from, because he'll do what he feels is best.
Yeah.
And he's always done that. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to make some tough decisions. But when you're the head coach at Kansas, that's a part of the job, and I think he's done a great job. And I think now we've got, with 1 player, I think we've got him ranked in the top 20. So imagine what adding a Steven Zimmerman and a Jaylen Brown or a Malik Newman.
Right.
Oh, and Brandon Ingram. I failed to mention him. Another shooting.
I wouldn't call it a failure
from North Carolina.
Yeah. And if he leaves the state, I mean, I'd put Kansas right there. I mean, there was a lot of talk earlier that he'd be Duke, Carolina, or Carolina State, but the more I hear, the more people think that he's going to make that jump out of state.
Wow.
And
that's a serious jump.
Yeah, I mean, and he's long, athletic, can score, can get to the basket.
You might not have an answer, and you probably do, but is there a guy? You mentioned a bunch of top-heavy top names in this class. Is there a guy that's kind of under the radar in this class that might be a fit at Kansas, or?
I don't think they have to go under the radar.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean,
if not, that's fine.
No. Yeah. I mean, a guy that maybe isn't got a lot of talk early on, but isn't now, Chick Diallo.
Right.
And it's with a lot of these guys nowadays, they have mentors or guardians. So whereas 10 years ago, you could get to know a kid, get to know parents, and have a better feel for things. With him, there was a lot of talk early on. Kansas, Kentucky, Iowa State. He's been on campus, knows everything about the program. I mentioned earlier the fact about the 7-footers, how I think you need a guy that can protect the rim. He's not a 7-footer, but out of all of the remaining guys,
sure.
I think he's the one guy that could potentially take on that role, being a guy that's really active around the basket, rebounds, probably a little raw offensively, but I think defensively, block and shot. And again, and I bring back Miles Turner. If you had Miles Turner,
right.
How would, and I think he wouldn't necessarily bring that type, play with that type of dimension right away, but a guy that down the line could, if he commits to staying, you never know if these guys are going to stay. But yeah, he's a guy that I would say kind of has been under the radar.
Cool.
Recently.
Yeah, think about what you just said about him too. Kansas, Kentucky, and Iowa State.
Yeah.
I mean,
Iowa State becoming players with more than just transfers.
They've probably worked him better than anybody.
Really?
I mean, they have really done a good job.
Is it the system? Is it Hoiberg? Is it all
Hoiberg?
The
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I think you guys know as well as anybody that these guys now, these 6'9" guys, they want to play outside.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to bang. No, I mean, face up and get to the perimeter. So I think the freedom. He likes the idea of being able to expand his game and not necessarily having to be a guy that plays down low, but can do a little bit of everything. And I think that's attractive. I think guys want to come in and hone their skills and not just be considered a three or a four, or, kind of play a variety of roles.
Excellent cool. stuff. Any idea when any of these decisions will come? Will they all go to the end? And
winding down the season,
yeah.
I think for guys like Malik Newman, Ivan Rabb, you got to decide when you want to take visits.
Yeah.
I mean, like I mentioned, KU has, what, 2 home games left? Texas and West Virginia. And they're still in the state playoffs. So you got to find a time to get in, visit, see the campus, and then go from there. It's not like they have 1 or 2 visits. I mean, I think Ivan Rabb's got 4 or 5 visits still left to take. And Malik Newman's still got 4 or 5 visits. So.
And do they like to wait to see who's going to the pros?
I think that that's a big part of it. But two, the draw now, ESPN is kind of last 3 or 4 years come in and say, hey, announce on our network.
We'll put
and
you on.
Yeah.
Right.
But the deal with that is
do the hat trick and act like you're original.
Yeah, the deal with that is though that you have to play by their rules. And I know when Xavier Henry first did it when he committed to Memphis, no fans allowed in the gym.
Wow.
Nobody. So now they're doing a lot of this now at the McDonald's game, where everybody's there, the press is there, they can get it all done. In one outing. So I think Malik and some of those guys, that's the target date. But again, April, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta take visits. That's,
you can't do them 4 days in a row.
No.
It's got to be 4 weeks,
yeah.
5 weeks.
Yeah. So, but maybe some of these visits don't take place during the season. Maybe he sees some, maybe one during the season and one not. I don't know. But they don't have a lot of time. It seems like a lot of time, but they don't have a lot of time to get those visits in. Get to the McDonald's game, talk with your people and whatever, and make decisions. It's not like you just sit down and do it. I mean, a lot of people these days now want to get involved. Hey, if my kid's a big-time kid, there's 2 people involved, mom and dad. But now with a lot of these kids.
Do you think some of these handlers are delaying the visits so
absolutely.
They have control and they don't want the kid falling in love with someplace?
Absolutely. And a lot of that you guys has to do with, a lot of people don't believe this, but with shoe affiliation. If you, like, nobody figured that Andrew Wiggins would come to Kansas,
right.
Because
Adidas.
And now he just signed with Adidas. I mean, yeah. So it's like handlers want to be the last guy. So like if McDonald's, if 4 or 5 guys announce, they want their guy to be the last guy. So they get everybody's there. They've seen the first 3 announcements. They want it to be hyped. They want the hats. I was watching the football one, and last year a guy that committed to Georgia brought in a little pug.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what does this come to?
He thinks a pug is a bulldog, or did he think it was a bulldog puppy? Maybe.
Yeah. Probably.
It was a pug.
Yeah.
Wow. Good thing it wasn't the
Or whatever. No, not a pug. I'm sorry.
It was a
bulldog. Yeah. I'm sorry, Tommy.
Okay.
Yeah. But instead of
still,
like, yeah, instead
you never
of
know.
Instead of calling the coaches beforehand and letting them know, the coaches now have to watch.
Right.
And instead of sometimes. What, Brian Nash had like a big sombrero, didn't he?
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
orange.
And when he was asked,
foam one.
Yeah.
When they asked him after the deal, they said, why did you wear that big, huge, foam orange cowboy hat? And his answer, word for word, was, I just thought it would make me a tremendous person.
There you go.
That,
if only it
show.
Were that easy,
yeah.
I'd go buy one of those and
yeah.
wear it. And
you'd
just,
be a tremendous person.
Yeah, I would.
You
it's
would.
Not going to happen, though.
No, I mean.
They don't make them big enough to fit on my head.
Yeah, so it's, Snoop Dogg's now got a show, and he was at his son's announcement, so it's.
Where did he end up announcing for?
UCLA.
UCLA, yeah.
So it's become.
Does he have a nickname?
He's just Cordell.
Yeah. He,
Cordell.
When your name's that cool, you don't need a nickname.
Or when your dad has a nickname, you want to
rebel. Right.
By not having a nickname.
Good call.
Yeah. So it's the announcement is no longer
It's part of the spectacle.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's lights, camera, action. I think Miles Turner had like one of those fisherman hats.
He was really likable on his own.
Right.
He was.
Super likable.
Yeah, and if you imagine, I hate to say it again, but how different this team would look with a 7-footer to, you know, whatever Bill calls protector, rim protector.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about
so,
it.
So, two spots left. I expect Kansas to fill both of those with high-level guys. And, you know, if changes have to be made to the roster, they'll do what they see fit. But
good job, Shea Wildebor. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Shea Wildebor of Rivals.com, recruiting guru with everything you could possibly want to know about this class and last year's class and next year's class and the 2023 class. He's got it all. We'll have him on again. Thanks a lot, Shea.
Thank you very much, Matt.
All right. That's it for the Spodcasters today. Once again, brought to you by Briggs Auto of Lawrence and BriggsAuto.com. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle in Douglas County, start your search at BriggsAuto.com. We'll talk to you guys next time on the Spodcasters. Wow.